Tarea 3.
I have three things for your kids and teens to remember, and two very simple rules to follow that will keep them safe when they're online. Now, the first thing for your kids and teens to remember is that you can never be 100% certain who is seeing what you are sending. Obviously, you can't be sure if your friend's account has been hacked, but also you don't know if maybe they have lost their phone, or that they have even just left their phone out in the open, and somebody else is seeing the message or the picture that you are sending pop up on your friend's lock screen. The second thing to remember is that, unfortunately, sometimes friends aren't as good friends as we'd like and hope. And that friend that you are sending something to may be sharing that picture or that text or that message with somebody else. Or may even be somebody else that you know who also isn't as good of a friend as you'd like, looking over your friend's shoulder and maybe be laughing at what you are sending. Finally, the third thing is that everything online lives forever. Even something like Snapchat, which is supposed to disappear, can potentially live forever. I can take a screenshot of what you send me in a snap, and you may get a message telling you that I got that screenshot, but I still have the picture of whatever you sent to me. Obviously, we're finding out with athletes and celebrities and politicians that tweets and posts from many years ago can come back to haunt you. So you need to know that everything you ever send online can live forever. Now, the simple two rules to follow, because you don't know who may be seeing your message, you may not have a friend who's as good of a friend as you'd like, and because whatever you send can live forever, the two simple rules to follow are: first, never ever send anything that you don't want your parents, your grandparents, or your grandkids to see. And the second rule is to never ask somebody else to send you something that you know they probably wouldn't want their parents, their grandparents, or their future grandkids to see. If your kids and teens can follow these two simple rules and remember those three points, then you can be assured that they will be safe when they are on their phones and online. I have three things for your kids and teams to remember, and two very simple rules to follow that will keep them safe when they're online. Now, the first thing for your kids and teams to remember is that you can never be 100% certain who is seeing what you are sending. Obviously, you can't be sure if your friend's account has been hacked, but also you don't know if maybe they have lost their phone, or that they have even just left their phone out in the open, and somebody else is seeing the message or the picture that you are sending pop up on your friend's lock screen. The second thing to remember is that, unfortunately, sometimes friends aren't as good friends as we'd like and hope. And that friend that you are sending something to may be sharing that picture or that text or that message with somebody else. There may even be somebody else that you know who also isn't as good of a friend as you'd like, looking over your friend's shoulder and maybe be laughing at what you are sending. Finally, the third thing is that everything online lives forever. Even something like Snapchat, which is supposed to disappear, can potentially live forever. I can take a screenshot of what you send me in a snap, and you may get a message telling you that I got that screenshot, but I still have the picture of whatever you sent to me. Obviously, we're finding out with athletes and celebrities and politicians that tweets and posts from many years ago can come back to haunt you. So you need to know that everything you ever send online can live forever. Now, the simple two rules to follow, because you don't know who may be seeing your message, you may not have a friend who's as good of a friend as you'd like, and because whatever you send can live forever, the two simple rules to follow are, first, never ever send anything that you don't want your parents, your grandparents, or your grandkids to see. And the second rule is to never ask somebody else to send you something that you know they probably wouldn't want their parents, their grandparents, or their future grandkids to see. If your kids and teens can follow these two simple rules and remember those three points, then you can be assured that they will be safe when they are on their phones and online.